Matthew, chapter 1. The book of the record of Jesus Christ, the descendant of David, the descendant of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Judas and his brothers. And Judas fathered Phares and Zarah by Tamar, and Phares fathered Esrom, and Esrom fathered Aram, and Aram fathered Aminadab, and Aminadab fathered Nahshon, and Nahshon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David the king, and David the king fathered Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah, and Solomon fathered Roboam, and Roboam fathered Abia, and Abia fathered Asa, and Asa fathered Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat fathered Joram, and Joram fathered Ozias, and Ozias fathered Jotham, and Jotham fathered Ahaz, and Ahaz fathered Ezekias, and Ezekias fathered Manasses, and Manasses fathered Amon, and Amon fathered Josiah, and Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel, and Shealtiel fathered Zorobabel, and Zorobabel fathered Abiud, and Abiud fathered Eliakim, and Eliakim fathered Azor, and Azor fathered Sadok, and Sadok fathered Achim, and Achim fathered Eliud, and Eliud fathered Eleazar, and Eleazar fathered Mathan, and Mathan fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon to Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place this way, when his mother Mary was espoused engaged to Joseph, before they came together sexually, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, decided to divorce her privately. But while he thought about these things, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, because that which is conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, Jehovah Saves, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is, "God with us." Then Joseph, waking up from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife to himself, but had no sex with her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus, 438 AH, 4 BC.